Earlier, Gemara seemed to say that it's also to burn Tamei Truma on Yom Tif, but that during the week it would be mutter, not only mutter, but you'd be able to have Hana, be mutter to have Hana from the burning. How do we know that you're allowed to have Hana from the burning of Tamei Deka Truma? Rav said, just like it's a mitzvah to burn Kaddishim that became Tameh, so too it's a mitzvah to burn Truma that became Tameh, but Lagabi Truma that became Tameh, the Torah says that you're allowed to have Hanah. Where does the Torah say that? We learn it out like Rav Nachman Amar Rav Bar Avuah. From the Pasuk says, Vani hineno sati lecha lecha es mishmeres trumai soy lashon rabim. There are two trumas that are being discussed here, Truma Tahira and Truma Temeya. And the Pasuk in both cases says, Hine nosati lecha, I am giving it to you, Kayan, to benefit from. So you see, they can benefit even from Tamei Deka Truma. Clearly, he can't eat it, so what type of benefit could it be? Through the burning, there's a lot of benefit for the burning. He can use it to cook up a pot of water, or cook up a pot, or whatever it may be. Rabbi Avo says, you learn it from the Pasuk Ligabe Meiser, where the Pasuk says, V'lei v'arti mimenu b'tomei, which means I did not consume the Meiser when I was Tomei. It's mashma mimenu, Meiser you're not allowed to have Hanor from when it's Tomei, but there is something else that you are allowed to have Hanor from when it's Tomei. What is that? Truma, which became Tomei, through the burning, you're allowed to have Hanor. Maybe it means that you're allowed to have Hanor when Kodshim are burned, not when Truma is burned. Mara says, from Maisa, we would say that you can't, because of Maisa, which is a lot less Kodesh, you can't have Hanor when it's burned, even when it's Tomei. So Kodshim, which are Tomei for sure, also you can't have Hanor from that. Maybe say that same Kalvachoymer, to say that you're not allowed to have Hanor even from Truma that's Tomei. But you can't say that, because the word Mimenu comes to teach you that you could have some Hanor from something that is Tomei, so it must be Truma rather than Kodshim. Why? Because Kodshim has more Chumris than Truma. Kodshim has six Chumris, Pigel, Naisa, Karban, Me'ila, Karis, and Aser to Anoinan, whereas Truma only has the four Chumris of Misvedei Shemayim, Chaimish, it's not subject to Pidyon, and it's Aser to Zorim. So the fact that Kodshim has more Chumris makes, so that's the one that's going to be Aser even when it's Tomei. Also, you could say the fact that it has Chayiv Karis, that makes it more Chumadik, and that's why that will be Aser even when it's Tomei, to have Hanor from when it's burned. Nachman Yitzchak says, we learn from the Pasuk that says, Titein Loi, which we learn from there, that you can't separate Tomei Deka items as Truma for Torah Deka grain. It says, Titein Loi, Loi V'loi L'Oira. You have to give it to him, and you can't give it just for him for the burn. That's why you have to give him something which is Tahor. Oy Bazoi, so but you see that if it was Tomei, it would be L'Oira, that he would be able to benefit from the fire that he would have to burn it with. So you see from over there that a Kayin's allowed to have Hana from the burning of Truma Tmeya. Mishnah said, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, that you can't light Ner Shabbos with Itron alt Kovet Shabbos. Rav explains, Itron has a very bad smell to it, and that's why we're afraid that if you use it for your Ner Shabbos, you're going to leave the lit room where it's lit, and you're going to go eat in a dark room, and you're not supposed to eat the Suda Shabbos in a dark room. You're supposed to eat it in a light room, because that's true Oinik Shabbos. Like we find the Rav says that lighting near Shabbos is a choiva, whereas washing up for Shabbos is only a reshus. And Rav actually says that washing up for Shabbos is a mitzvah. Like we find that Yehuda Bar Loi would wash up and put on nice clothing for Shabbos. If the Churban Yirmiyah says, the Pasuk says that Yirmiyah says, Vatiznach mi shaloim nafshi, that my soul has the spirit of having shaloim, that he says that refers to, Rabbi Avo says that refers to Ner Shabbos. And then the Pasuk says, Noshisi toiva, I've forgotten all good. So what does that mean? So there's a few pshatim. Rabbi Yirmiyah says it refers to having a bathhouse. Rabbi Yochanan says it refers to being able to wash up with warm water. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka said it refers to a nice bed and nice linens. Rabbi Abba said it refers to a made bed, a bed that's made, a wife that's all bejeweled with jewelry, meaning which is what it really means is a wife that's fit for a Talmud Chacham. A Braisa asks, Eze Osher, who's a person that's truly wealthy? And we have a number of answers. Rav Meir says, Kol sheyesho nachas ruach ba'oshoi, meaning someone who's satisfied with what he has, whether he only has a little or he has a lot. Rav Tarfon said it refers to someone who has 100 vineyards and 100 fields and 100 servants to work on these vineyards and fields. And the Marsho says, this is just a guzma to say that someone's never going to be happy and will always want more. Rabbi Akiva said that the truly wealthy is someone who has a beautiful wife, meaning, but she's beautiful in her deeds. Rabbi Yossi says this refers to someone who has a bathroom in close proximity to his table available all the time. Bryce says, or Shulman Lazar says, you're not allowed to light Ner Shabbos with tzari, which is balsam. Why is that? So Rabbi says, because it has such a nice smell that we're afraid that you may take some of it out of the candle to use because it has a nice smell, and that way you're going to extinguish the fire. It'll be over for mechaba, for extinguishing a fire. Abaya adds, and that's Rabbi, the Gemara says that Rabbi also meant to add this as well, is because tzari is very flammable, and it can evaporate into the air and can cause the whole house to catch on fire, chas v'shalom, and therefore that's why you can't use it for Ner Shabbos. Gemara says, Amai, there was a mother-in-law who really hated her daughter-in-law and told her to put on sari oil to make herself smell nice. And then she told her to go ahead and light a candle. The lighting of the candle caused the daughter-in-law, Nebuch, to catch on fire because, again, like we just said, sari is highly flammable and she was, Nebuch, totally burnt.